is in the know for Wednesday, May 23, the 143rd day of 2018. There are 222 days left in the year. Good morning, MB, guiding you through In the Know, live at K105, live on Litchfield's Country Station, 103.9 The Moose. We are live online at K105.com. Got the Apple and Android smartphone apps fired up. Maybe listening in on the podcast as well, or hashtag In the Know. Coming up today, a look back on Election Day. The tale has been written, the tale has been told. We'll cover also some of the other news headlines. A look forward to Memorial Day. And I'm in just enough good humor that I may go ahead and give away some theme park tickets as we roll into the holiday weekend. We've got that and a whole lot more coming up today here on In the Know. Settling into my left, rolling Mach 9 with her hair on fire, is my beautiful wife, the beautiful girl. It's Beej. Good morning, sweetheart. Try it again.
Good morning.
I'm out of my routine. 3 days in a row, I'm out of my routine. So apologies about that. We finally got... Did you get any rest?
Some.
Some? Yeah. But not enough?
No.
After a night like last night, it's kind of hard to shut it down and have a normal evening.
It is.
Isn't it? Mm-hmm. Lots of, lots of adrenaline, lots of excitement over last night. So I have a feeling you'll rest better tonight. Fair enough?
Oh, yeah.
All right, sounds good.
I agree.
Yeah. She's the pride of Pumpkin Center, the heiress to the great mini burger fortune. She's Vera Wang's arch nemesis and the professional bargain hunter's woman of the year. She's Misty Embry Thomas. Hey. How's Misty?
I'm on election hangover.
I'd say you don't sound very full voice.
Yeah.
So, I think you're going to need a little bump over there.
I am.
There you go.
I am,
maybe there's a little extra.
Mm-hmm.
Did you sleep here?
I may have. Is it against the rules?
No.
I've not read the whole contract.
not against
Before
the rules.
Before I answer, could just, someone give me the contract?
Just making sure. I know, I'm not sure if you were here when I left, but I know you were here when I got back.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I did think last night, of course, in case you didn't realize, yesterday was Election Day. Last night we had election coverage, which wrapped up, I don't know, 2 a.m.?
That's what it felt like.
It kind of felt like that sometimes. But I did hear someone say, that someone said to you, you should have your own show.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, you're in luck.
Let me tell you how to fund that. I got two of them.
You should have your own show. I'm like, well, have I got a surprise for you? So, of course, I was thinking about, been hearing you this week on Shop Local Litchfield, and all your clever stuff like moose calls and local yokels. Just so you're having fun with that?
I love Shop Local Litchfield. Yeah. We are having fun with that.
Who was your guest this morning?
Lisa Jones with the library.
Oh, I love Lisa.
I love her. She's so great. Much.
Right? Always fun. Did you?
I feel smarter when Lisa's in the room.
Yeah, I heard y'all having a really. You had your own book club about To Kill a Mockingbird. I like it.
She brings a whole new level of intelligence. You know when she's in the room about reading and things that I typically don't do because I'm ADD. And I told her, I said, look, I don't read. I watch the movie and then, get the clip notes. So
and. Animal shelter? Was Jessica,
yes,
on
Jessica
this morning?
Barris was on this morning with Litchfield Animal Shelter.
Sorry, I was busy getting ready for this show. I couldn't pay full attention.
Yes.
But I thought I knew that's what was going on. So Election Day is in the rearview mirror, but all that's left now is the cleanup. The cleaning up of signs and perhaps the cleaning up of some tears after various races around the Commonwealth. And I think we were one of about five states maybe yesterday who had primary elections. It's done differently. But with the votes counted, in Grayson County, there were 6,085 eligible voters cast ballots. That's about 33% turnout, which is probably about right. It's hard to do much better than that without an election, without a presidential election on the ballot. But Grayson County Judge Executive, the incumbent, Kevin Henderson, easily outdistanced Jason Dennis with almost 71% of the vote. At one point in time, that was going about 75-25. Mm-hmm. Then when some of the eastern Grayson County precincts came in and the 4th District precincts came in, where Dennis is more widely known, where he served as magistrate for a long time. But then heavily out into western Grayson County, things swung in favor of Judge Henderson. course, he was appointed by the governor back last August and then ran on his own right. And so without having an opponent in the fall primary, he will serve the rest of this term and then officially assume the office as an elected official come January the 1st. There were two other surprises, not necessarily in the outcome, but the Grayson County Attorney's margin race, I think, came to the surprise of many, with Assistant Commonwealth Attorney Jeremy Logston defeating the incumbent Clay Radley. Jeremy got 61% of the vote. Clay got just under 40% that are there. Of course, Clay served for 8 years as the county attorney that are there, and that was a very hard-fought race on both accounts. So I was, you know, and looking back at that, I just kind of have to feel like change was on people's minds. Mm-hmm. We saw that in the other races, except for the clerk's race. We'll get to that one in a moment. But in the same way that you had magisterial incumbents that were turned out, you had someone who had served as the judge executive for a brief period of time. Mm-hmm. Between Judge Logston's resignation, retirement, however you want to refer to that, and the appointment of Henderson. And so you have that, a Jason Dennis judgeship would have been more akin to what we had had as leadership in Grayson County. So you saw the winds of change blowing on that, and I guess that's what accounts for that margin. Because to the point of it would be different if Clay Radley had been a one-term county attorney, right, and been unseated, but you know had not been a one-term, been serving for two terms. So just that margin came a little bit of a surprise. And then the margin as Charlotte Willis defeated Jamie Lehman Bratcher, almost 73%. Willis got the vote. Charlotte Willis got more percentage vote than Kevin Henderson did by 2 percentage points, which is a number that's hard to argue with. And sure, of course, she will advance to take on Becky Mercer. So you'll have a 6th district magistrate race in the general election, and you will have 2nd district. There's an independent candidate in the 2nd district for magistrate. So those two things will happen. You'll have the clerk's race as well. And then I don't know if there are any. Now, the Litchfield mayor's race, the two who will advance to seek to replace Litchfield Mayor William Thomason will be Kevin Ferris, who got 461 votes, and current city councilman and mayor pro tem, Rick Embry, who got 423 votes. So we went from 5 candidates to 2 candidates with that. And I think, as I said last night during coverage, that if you had asked me last fall, he said, I'm going to need you to pick the two that will advance. Those are the two that I would have said probably had. One of my analogies was that I feel like that Fye and Embry were vying for some of the same votes in that regard, that North Litchfield, East Brandenburg Road, West Brandenburg Road. You know, North Litchfield that's the old Litchfield, the right. North area. So you got people who long voters, they're more of an eight, they always vote, they're involved, et cetera. So you had a candidate kind of from each side of the street in that regard. Then you had, you know, Kevin, who's just been pretty consistent. As I said last night, you had somebody who's not involved, hasn't been in the political scene at all, coming in, so giving people that option. Mm-hmm. Or you give, you know, that was a dynamic race, and as I have said multiple times, the ugliest race.
It got contentious.
That was there, at least by one candidate. It seemed like there were four, that there wasn't infighting among the four. It just seemed like kind of a 1-on-4 or a 4-on-1.
Mm-hmm. At the end, it did. I did have a lot of calls and texts last night asking why the mayor's race was narrowed down to 2 and not selected last night, and questions about Republican-Democrat affiliation. The thing to understand is in that race, council and mayor, it's a nonpartisan race, so your party affiliation does not matter. We had to, in the primary, narrow that down to 2 candidates so you could take that to the general election. Mm-hmm. Your mayor will be chosen in the general election.
Absolutely. It goes down to 2. And the same way works with the council. So you can have as many as 12 council candidates without having a primary election. So if you have 13, you have to have an election to eliminate one person.
Right.
If you had had 3 mayoral candidates, you would have had to have had a primary to eliminate one candidate.
Right.
And now it's down to 2, and you've got less than 12 council candidates. So be interesting. So
yes, your council will be chosen in the general election
and you
as
have
well.
You have two sitting council members who can't be reelected
right.
because they both ran for mayor. Mm-hmm. And so you'll get, but you're going to see some return of some former candidates, some former council people who will be looking to get back. But around the Commonwealth yesterday, Amy McGrath, she won her district. She will run against Andy Barr coming up in the fall. The House Majority Leader was unseated in a primary from backlash over the pension bill. That is teacher Travis Brenda defeated State Representative Jonathan Schell to win the Republican nomination for House District 71. That's Garrod, Rock Castle, Madison County, that area. So it gives you some idea on the retaliation by people who did not like the way that some incumbent legislators were there. But on the congressional side, Hank Linderman, who was running here in the 2nd District, he will face Brett Guthrie in the fall. Paul Walker won the Democratic nomination in the 1st Congressional District, so he will run against Jamie Comer in the fall. It's a formality at this point. Seth Hall won the Democratic nomination in the 4th Congressional District. And because I told you about Amy McGrath, Vicki Gleason, who worked in the governor's administration until recently, won the Republican nod, so we'll face John Yarmuth.
Right.
Probably not going to get much traction there. You know, John Yarmuth's pretty highly regarded, and I think Jefferson Countyans seem to like him. And then a lawyer and Navy veteran, Kenneth Stepp, won the Democratic nomination in the 5th Congressional District. But also Hal Rogers won his won the Republican nomination in the 5th Congressional District to seek his 20th term in Congress. So those are two-year terms, 20 times two, 40 years in Congress.
Wow.
For Hal Rogers that are there. So Andy Barr, he had a challenger, but that wasn't going anywhere either. So the scene is kind of... Things kind of set. Any observations from takeaways from yesterday that we haven't covered?
I don't think so.
I do appreciate all the great feedback from folks.
Absolutely.
You got lots of good reviews and ratings and emails and texts and calls and all those things. My family members are still, they always compliment you, but I never get a compliment from Hub Green. But like all the time, he's like, he's got his own blog dedicated to how much he loves Misty. But me, I can't even get table scraps. I take that back. Occasionally he does say, I like your tie. Oh, thanks. I'm a good tie picker.
Well, it's a compliment.
So much for broadcasting.
At least you've got the tie thing in the corner.
So we did enjoy it. And again, I said last night at the end of the coverage, but thanks to our entire team.
Absolutely.
They did a great job.
The way we did is a little bit different. And it's an evolution, the way that we do it. But by having our tabulation center there in the courthouse for the first time ever, made a big deal, made a big difference.
So much easier.
You know, so I like it. Yesterday, while some people were voting, some people were robbing a bank. Mm-hmm. State police responded to the report of a bank robbery in Flaherty, Meade County, yesterday. The robbery occurred at West Banco Bank. That's redundant. If it's West Banco, there's no need to call it a bank.
Listen, 5 o'clock in the morning, same Flaherty, West Banco Bank, and robbery in the same sentence.
That's on Flaherty Road. How can you be on Flaherty Road in Flaherty? Right?
It was a lot of syllables to get out this morning.
I'm still not able to peel this onion. The preliminary investigation revealed that two unknown suspects entered the bank and demanded money from the tellers. They needed to go buy some boats.
Yes.
One of the suspects was brandishing a firearm. The suspects then left the bank with an undisclosed amount of cash in what is believed to be a white 2017 Hyundai Elantra. Well, if you see one of those, tell somebody. As Kentucky prepares to borrow $281 million on the bond market, one of the country's three major ratings agencies has dropped the state's credit rating from A to A from A+. Standard & Poor's cited state's government's poor fiscal management and citizens' relative poverty in its Friday decision, which will likely translate to a higher interest rate for taxpayers. Another ratings agency, Moody's, downgraded Kentucky by one level to an AA3 rating last year, warning bond investors at the time that the state isn't collecting enough revenue to resolve its burgeoning public pension debt. Now, I've heard some state media types the last 24 hours, that ones that have political aspirations, so they're trying to use headlines to their own advantage, be critical of the GOP for this downgrade.
Mm-hmm.
It was the legislature that was fought tooth and nail about renovating the way the pension program is funded, how it's going to be funded, trying to minimize the amount of debt and liability going forward. You can't have it both ways.
But why not?
You can't hold their feet to the fire and say, no way are we going to allow you to make any changes mm-hmm. in the Commonwealth. And then be critical when the credit rating gets downgraded because you wouldn't let them make any changes.
Exactly.
Harper. Free fishing weekend. The Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife Resources says the state will be hosting a free fishing weekend June 2nd and 3rd.
So, you two will be interested, not the rest of the audience, but I'll tell you anyway on air, there's no fence in my backyard anymore.
Really?
Ooh. It's free fishing all the time at my house.
I wanted to. No.
There's a new owner.
Oh, really? There's a new sheriff in town?
Yeah.
All right. I'm bring my cane pole on Saturday.
So when you come to the graduation party, bring some off.
Well, mine will not be some a cane pole. I'm just saying.
I got a Zebco 110 I'm bringing.
All right.
Fallen Kentucky State Police troopers and officers have been remembered in a wreath-laying ceremony and memorial service. In addition to the service at the agency's training academy in Frankfort, Commissioner Rick Sanders has unveiled a plaque bearing the names of six highway patrol officers who died in the line of duty in the 30s and 40s. The highway patrol was the predecessor mm-hmm. to state police prior to 1948. The plaque will be permanently installed in the cadet barracks at the State Police Academy there in Frankfort. Mm. That's a nice thing this time of year, especially rolling into Memorial Day. I don't know what's happened with the Kentucky baseball team. They started 14 of their first 16 and then have gone 20-26 since then.
Did their star player get injured?
I don't really know exactly. There's not one thing you can say happened that has led to their faltering, but they got defeated in extra innings last night in the SEC tournament by Auburn 4-3.
And now
they're just hoping to get an at-large bid into the NCAA tournament. They may be on the bubble. And for as good a season as they had last year, and as good a season as it looked like they were going to have, it has been, quite frankly, it's been a disappointment. And I don't mind telling you. The Cougars advanced to the championship round of the 12th District Baseball Tournament yesterday afternoon with a 10-0 run rule. Win over Butler County in five innings. Braxton Hodges shut out the Bears, allowing just three hits. He walked no one and struck out six. The Cougars managed only five singles in the game against a pair of Bear hurlers, but nine walks and four errors doomed them to defeat. The Cougars will play Whitesville Trinity this afternoon at 6:00 at Don Lee Field. You're probably not doing anything big. You can walk over there. That's kind of in your neighborhood.
I got the baccalaureate service tonight for the graduates at you First do? Baptist. Mm-hmm. That's another hard word to say at 5 in the morning on election hangover.
Or any time.
Baccalaureate.
And also a reminder, while some of us are looking forward to a three-day weekend, let's not forget Memorial Day isn't really about partying and stuff. It's a day to honor Americans who gave their lives for the country. Originally, Memorial Day honored military personnel who died in the Civil War, but the holiday now also honors those who died in any war while serving in the United States. And I want to use this reminder also to tell people that we have a series of salutes running the rest of the week until Memorial Day. Yes. It's called Above and Beyond Memorial Day Salutes, and we want to thank Republic State Mortgage and Carter Harrell State Farm and Associates in Counseling for bringing in those messages, which you'll hear on both stations. You'll hear on K105 and The Moose. I've heard some of these. You have, too. They're good.
They are
right?
good. They're very good.
Really good. They're uplifting. They spotlight individual people who gave their lives in service of our country. So be listening for those as we head into Memorial Day weekend. We've got to get to a break. Be back with more here on In the Know.
Come to you.
the Know is brought to you in part by Whoop-De-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield. They're ready for Memorial Day, but also graduation day as well. Gracie County High School graduation is coming up. And Vera Bradley, Tervis Tumblers, Simply Southern, Case Knives. And then for Memorial Day, if you need fresh-cut floral, they can take care of it at Whoop-De-Doo Design on the Square in Litchfield, where we are celebrating Turtle Day.
I love turtles.
So I don't know if that's, I don't know how you celebrate Turtle Day. It'd be all right. It is also Lucky Penny Day. See a penny, pick it up all day long. You'll have good luck. I believe that's a myth. Because once I saw a penny and I picked it up, and there were some bad things that happened that day. So
I fell out. It's
yeah, one follicle at a time. Mm-hmm. It was excruciating. So if you're traveling on Memorial Day, here's some of the popular destinations. None of these will I be visiting for Memorial Day. So if you are, then it'll be just a little less crowded because I'm not going to be there. Bainbridge Island, Washington. That's kind of an escape for Seattleites. If you live in the Seattle area, you kind of want to escape to Bainbridge Island for a weekend getaway.
Okay.
There's Lake Havasu City, Arizona. I've heard of Lake Havasu City, but I've never been there. There's Big Bear Lake, California. I heard of that. The Amgen Tour of California has been through Big Bear Lake. By the way, in Big Bear Lake, California, one of their claims to fame are Maui crab cakes at the Peppercorn Grill.
Mm. I do love crab cakes, but I'm allergic now, so.
Hmm. Can we just Benadryl you up before we give you a crab cake?
I'd like to test this.
Yeah. Well,
can it be imitation crab meat?
I don't know. I had salmon patties recently, and my lips swelled up.
Mm. Let's see, Arlington, Virginia. Oh, that's a great place to visit. I mean, go to Arlington, right, on Memorial Day.
Yeah, everybody should visit once.
Provincetown, Massachusetts. That's the tip of Cape Cod if you're looking to get away. Ocean City, New Jersey. Bahaba, Maine.
That
not
sounds
Bar
fun.
Harbor. It's Bahaba. Bahaba, Maine.
I thought you were about to say Bahambag.
That is on the northern edge of Maine's Acadia National Park. It's a beautiful part of the country.
That's where Jim Rinaldi comes from.
Jim Rinaldi. Staff meteorologist Jim Rinaldi.
That's where he hails from.
Bahaba, Maine. Ocean City, Maryland. And Port Angeles, Washington. That's where Olympic National Park is. So, great, beautiful parts of the country that also have, you know, some ties to Memorial Day and weekend getaways, etc. If you're out traveling, of course, heading into the vacation season, the unofficial start to summer is next week with Memorial Day starting and the 105 days of summer. Half of workers check in with the office while on vacation. Just half?
Read it again.
56% of workers say they check in with the office during vacation.
In today's world?
I can't imagine not.
Yeah, I was like, what job do you have that you don't have to check in?
You can come up with a lot.
You know what? I got that. Right. But I have a hard time imagining that. You know, the only way you can get me to unplug? Put me on a cruise ship, right, where there's no way to connect. Mm-hmm. And then I just have to get over it.
You could throw your iPhone in the ocean like I did Jason's that one year on accident.
I did
save a child's
purpose.
Life.
Oh, okay.
Remember?
I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
God, he was so kind about that. He was like, it's okay. It's just an iPhone.
Yeah, it's just a gold-plated iPhone with a serial number of 1.
Right.
Instagram is finally going to let you mute people.
I didn't realize they got that loud.
Instagram has finally introduced a way to curate what you see on your feed without having to unfollow your coworkers and such.
People get real offended if you unfriend them.
It's a mute feature on the app, and it's actually fairly easy to use. It'll also help you avoid awkward moments because no one is informed of a mute.
Right. See.
Just click the 3 dots in the upper right-hand corner of a post from somebody you'd like to leave out of your feed. You can mute their posts or both their posts and their stories. If you'd rather just mute their stories, you'll have to go to their profile and do that from there. I don't know how to use Instagram, so this doesn't really mean anything to me. Yeah. But my guess is it must be a godsend for some people.
Sure.
Yeah.
There
is
some people clapping.
Sometimes Special Kayla comes in and I say, what are you doing? She'll be taking a picture. Mm-hmm. I said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm formulating an Instagram post. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, I've heard of those, but I don't know what they are.
You whippersnappers.
That's right.
And your technology.
I say, well, you go get them, Junior.
Yeah.
That's yeah. right. Yeah, that's what I do.
Kind of where we are in life.
But that's okay, right?
It's a good place to be, you and your cane pole.
Never mind.
My cane pole. All right.
I do want you to bring a cane pole Saturday. Eli, I don't know that Elijah's ever seen a cane pole. Like, he has, like, a real fishing pole because he's an avid fisher. Yeah. Like he and Dad went and bought. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a really nice.
She's got a fishing pole. I saw it hanging in the garage the other evening. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's got 7 layers of dust on it, but she's got it.
Probably more, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought I was being kind.
Completely out you.
With the 7 layers of dust. A new survey says women with this size bra are the happiest.
Oh.
39% of C-cuppers said they loved or liked their features, shunning the other options of don't mind, dislike, or hate. Women with a D or double D, with 37% of women saying they loved or liked, those wearing a B seemed less happy, with only 27% either loving or liking.
Yeah. We're not commenting.
No. I'm on the fence on this one.
Yeah, if I comment, I give away information I'm not willing to give away today, right?
You don't need to know that.
Right? Some things I don't share on air.
So what you're saying at this point is your response to this story would just be,
whatever.
I gotta wear a bra.
I probably should. We got to get to a break. We'll be back with more. I think I'm going to kick off the holiday season coming up. The summer season coming up here on In the Know. She's a bad man.
When the heat rises this summer.
Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to
did you know? When Fidel Castro seized power in Cuba, he immediately ordered all game sets of Monopoly be destroyed.
Why?
He didn't want any capitalism. Capitalism is out. And Monopoly promotes entrepreneurship and capitalism. Mm-hmm. And he decided, much like King Herod, trying to eliminate all the male children from the nation of Israel.
Out.
We're going to eradicate Monopoly off the face of the earth because that'll fix it.
Don't go getting any ideas. Don't go getting smart.
That's exactly right.
Board game.
No Pennsylvania Avenue for you. Ain't no boardwalk for nobody.
Right. Nobody gets out of jail for free.
That's exactly right. Okay, so here's today's water cooler question. I had taken a break from the water cooler this week, but I decided to dive right back in because, well, one, the official start of summer is on Tuesday. And I also am kind of in a giving mood today. But don't be expecting crazy ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So here are two tickets to Beach Bend Park. First two Beach Bend tickets of the year could be yours.
Wow.
By calling 270-259-6000, if you can solve today's water cooler question, you can say this about 10% of pets. This can be said about 10% of pets. Call 270-259-6000, 270-259-6000. This can be said about 10% of pets. The tickets are good for rides and slides. like how they say that. Rides and slides.
That's good.
Hadn't thought of that. Milo Ventimiglia. Jack from This Is Us said he was interviewed and said that the crock pot, excuse me, the slow cooker was not the first choice for igniting the fire.
Oh, do tell.
Well, you know, I mean, he said, I know it did change from one kitchen appliance to a slow cooker. It was originally supposed to be something else known to have problems that got abandoned.
A toaster?
He believes the crock pot was selected instead, since it's often used to create food for Super Bowl parties. See, yep. A toaster doesn't work for a Super Bowl party, but a crock pot does.
Yep.
I buy that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I do.
I think that's right. The toaster is too easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's like, you can, a toaster is more likely to create a morning fire, or... Yes?
Well, it just doesn't stay on as long as a crock pot.
Precisely. Let's go to Joyce. Joyce, this can be said about 10% of pets.
I believe it is probably a service dog.
Ooh, service dog. That's good. Answer. Hadn't thought of that one. Unfortunately, not what we're looking for. Keep trying. Let's go to Shannon. Shannon, this can be said about 10% of pets.
Have a Facebook account.
They have a social media page.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't go there with that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, nor did I. But I do follow one.
I didn't realize it was Facebook. 1 in 10.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that percentage was a little high. Mm-hmm. I thought it would be under 5% maybe. But, I mean, so I can think of nearly 10 pets just in our neighborhood. And I don't know that any of them have a social media page, so that's why I'm saying.
It's funny because I actually screenshotted a friend this morning, her picture, and to come back to her later to make sure it's not a fake profile. And in her name is her and her dog's name.
Oh, gotcha.
So I guess that qualifies, right?
Yeah, that picture is odd.
Mm-hmm. That's why I want to check it before I accept the friend request.
Shannon, hold on. Oracle's going to get your information. Have fun. First trip to Beach Bend of the season. Gave away just right there. Is that a real photo?
I don't know. That's why I'm saying I need to check it out. But so I screenshot it so I can remember to go back and check it because I've there's no highlight.
Looks kind of glossy.
It right? does. But the dog's name is included in her name, so that qualifies as a profile.
Okay.
I actually follow a friend's dog's page.
Yeah,
do you?
Yeah.
I do. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Well known.
I bet I can name the animal. Jamie Foxx. Well, is he in concert tonight in Louisville? Hello. Yes, he is in concert tonight in Louisville.
Well, yes.
Jamie Foxx, not the animal.
Right.
The namesake for the animal.
Like, I may want to watch this Facebook account.
Jamie Foxx will be hosting the 2018 BET Awards.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Danica Patrick will be the first female host of the ESPYs.
Okay.
Good for Danica. That's good for this year. What else to tell you about? Oh, and if you get a chance, I would encourage you to go look up. Are you a fan of bad lip reading?
Have
you seen
it.
These?
Oh, I love
it. You knew it was
so
only a matter
much.
Of time, but the Royal Wedding has now had the bad lip reading treatment. You can find it on YouTube. And it's good. It's even got both the Archbishop of Canterbury and Bishop Curry.
Yay, okay.
As well as Meghan, Harry, the conversation that Harry and William had before. It's really good. I won't beleaguer it on the air because it's something you need to see when you do. But go look it up. Bad Lip Reading Royal Wedding Version is out and about. We get to a break. We'll come back and finish it up for the morning. We got Chart Toppers, Pondering, The Pearl of Wisdom, and more. Straight ahead here on In the Know.
Time.
MB's point to ponder for today. Am I the only one extremely bothered by people who drive one speed, yet they never break any speed limit? Have you seen people like this?
I'm trying to think.
They drive one speed.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't vary depending upon the road that they're on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They have a speed, and it's low enough that it does not violate the posted speed limit on any roadway.
I think the only one I think of has horses involved at this point.
No, I had one this morning.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I bet I know that one. Is there a truck bed involved?
No, there's not. Oh. I know the one you're talking about, though. Okay. I kind of enjoy that one.
I do, too, if I'm not in a hurry.
Yeah, there's some entertainment involved with that. That's not too bad. No, this is just, you know, yeah. Do you know those people, though?
Yeah,
they've just decided, in order to not break the law in speeding,
right.
I'm just going to get underneath. It's a driving game of limbo. I'm going to prove to you that I can get under any limbo bar, no matter where you post it. You won't catch me speeding.
You should get them for impeding.
No faster than 24 miles an hour at any point. On TV tonight, Jimmy Kimmel has Shailene Woodley. Mindy Kaling is on Jimmy Fallon tonight. Also, Andy Cohen is on Jimmy Fallon. Jason Bateman and Stephen King are on Colbert. David Letterman is on Seth Meyers tonight, so he'll be haunting his original time slot. On TV, Survivor Ghost Island, the season finale is on CBS, and then the reunion special for Survivor Ghost Island is on right after that. The season finale of Empire on Fox, and Cleveland versus Boston in the NBA playoffs. Also learn, I don't know if the calendar over there is up to date, but Jessica Embry from Twin Lakes Regional is going to be here on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
She will be our guest. Twin Lakes Regional has that new, is it this stabilization program?
Yes.
So we're going to talk about that. I heard our news story on it, mm-hmm. and I feel like I kind of know, like, big theme, what that's about.
I'm
kind of excited to hear some of the details
mm-hmm.
about it. So that'll be on Friday. Today's highlight in history, this date in 1618, the defenestration of Prague took place. Oh, I remember it. We studied that really heavily during school
mm-hmm.
that day I was out.
Mm-hmm.
In 1430, Joan of Arc was captured by the Burgundians, who sold her to the English. The thing I remember about the Burgundians, they only wore like that deep red color. Somebody tried to give them like a pastel color, and they said, nope, we can only wear burgundy. In 1788, South Carolina became the eighth state to ratify the U.S. Constitution. In 1934, bank robbers Clyde Barrow and Bonnie Parker were shot to death in a police ambush in Bienville Parish, Louisiana. In 1984, Surgeon General C. Everett Koop issued a report saying there was very solid evidence linking cigarette smoke to lung disease in non-smokers. Birthdays today, actress Joan Collins is 85 today. Alexis Carrington is 85.
Wow. Wow.
I thought she was that old on Dynasty.
Right? I mean, I was going 60.
Well, she would have been about that.
Yeah, about 60. That was right.
But she seemed old.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe it's just me. But now the age she was on Dynasty seems really young to me. Boxing Hall of Famer Marvelous Marvin Hagler is 64 today. Baseball manager Buck Showalter is 62. Drew Carey is 60 today. Mitch Albom is 60. Jewel is 44. Game show contestant Ken Jennings is 44 today. See if there are any gone but not forgottens. Douglas Fairbanks, born in 1883. Rosemary Clooney, George's aunt, was born this date in 1928. Anyone feel like dancing?
Possibly. Not to this.
But this is the Kentucky Waltz.
I know.
We were waltzing that night in Kentucky.
This is Eddie Arnold.
Yep.
By that beautiful harvest moon.
From 1951, in case you couldn't name the decade.
I'm struggling to stay awake today.
Lucky.
You're pouring salt in the wound, my friend.
But it all ended too soon.
Roll in the coffee.
Huh. Okay. Come on, Eddie.
Anymore.
Yeah, the timing belt's off.
Yep. It happens to some albums.
That is a part of a car, right? Timing belt?
It is. Look at you.
It's actually a timing chain. I'm a shade tree mechanic, I am. Heavy on the shade tree, light on the mechanic. Their timing belt's off, too. The Edwin Hawkins Singers from 1969. Oh, happy day. That sounds really good since I bought it on CD.
I have good news if you'd like to take time to put the timing belt back on.
Okay. Put it back on?
Yeah, I'll tell you why you're putting it back on. Elijah was awarded the Kentucky Broadcasters Scholarship.
He was.
Thank you for
sending
that our way.
Good.
Yeah.
I had the board meeting last week.
Did you drop some names?
No, actually, I deliberated. Because I wanted to know when those were being awarded.
Yeah.
But then I also didn't want to seem like I was looming.
Yeah.
So good to know that I didn't have to say anything, and it turned out the way that it was supposed
to.
Yay. So I get a finder's fee on that.
Yep. You can fix the hood of his car that got messed up last night.
I believe the pleasure that I will derive from that is I think I will have to be in the picture.
Okay, good.
So I'll be growing out my man bun so we can be twinsies.
You can be matchers. Yay.
Matchers. Well, congratulations to Eli the Thomas. That's awesome.
He doesn't know yet. I'm telling him.
1978, Paul McCartney and Wings with A Little Luck, number one. Paul McCartney about lulled me to sleep.
What?
He kind of put me in his tractor beam. Like, Let's go to YouTube.
You're killing me today.
87. The cloudy day.
It is. On a bed of nails, she makes me wait.
And I wait without you. Go ahead and say it there, friends.
I love the show, but I cannot stand the song.
That was in the centerpiece of an episode featuring Ross and Rachel.
Yeah, early on.
96. So Alanis Morissette was number one in 96 with Ironic. Let Me Go, Three Doors Down in 05. And Iggy Azalea, Fancy. 4 years ago today, number one.
That was painful.
I do love this song.
I like this one.
Yeah. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Anything before we go, ladies? Anything we need to clear up? Were there any errors that need to be?
I don't think so.
I didn't make any mistakes. Mm-hmm. I get an A-plus on my grade card for today.
Good. I mean, the timing chain thing.
That's what I've been going. Is it a chain or a belt?
That's chain, I think.
It is? No. Really?
We're going to Google.
Okay. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. When a habit begins to cost money, it's called a hobby. When a habit begins to cost money, it's called a hobby. MB's Pearl of Wisdom for today. Look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for another edition of our show. For Misty Thomas, for Beej, I'm MB, and now you're in the know.